This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the adoption of PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan across sectors, which is adding speed to fulfill the vision of a Viksit Bharat. In a surprise visit, Mr. Modi visited PM Gati Shakti Anubhuti Kendra at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday on the third anniversary of the launch of the PM Gati Shakti. He appreciated the strides made in planning and execution of projects across the country due to the impact of the PM Gati Shakti. The Anubhuti Kendra showcased the key features, achievements and milestones of PM Gati Shakti. Prime Minister Modi also visited the One District, One Product, ODOP, Anubhuti Kendra and appreciated the strides made by the ODOP initiative in helping in selection, branding and promotion of products of various districts across the nation. Using the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan, 156 infrastructure gaps relating to the first and last mile connectivity issues of major sectors of the economy such as coal, steel, fertilizers, ports, food and public distribution have also been identified by concerned ministries and departments. President Draupadi Murmu reached Algiers yesterday on the first leg of her three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. This is the first ever visit by a president of India to the three African nations and comes a year after the African Union was made a permanent member of the G20 group during India's presidency. India is looking at a stronger partnership with Africa as it is very important and critical for their own growth and for the growth of the global south. During the three-day visit to Algeria, President Draupadi will hold bilateral meetings with Algerian President Abdelmadjid Tebboune and other major leaders. Talking to Prasar Bharati correspondent, Indian Ambassador to Algeria, Dr. Swati Vijay Kulkarni said, India and Algeria share cordial relations with cooperation in several fields. The centre has revoked the president's rule in Jammu and Kashmir, setting the stage for the formation of a new government in the Union Territory. This comes days after the announcement of assembly polls result in J&K, in which National Conference NC Congress Alliance has got majority and has taken claim to form the government. A notification with regard to revocation of the president's rule in Jammu and Kashmir has been issued the central government. In a bid to enhance bilateral trade, supply chain, semiconductor investment, AI and next-gen technologies, the US-India Strategic Partnership Forum, USISPF, is set to host its annual India Leadership Summit 2024 in the national capital today. The summit follows on the heels of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's successful recent visit to the US for the Quad Leaders Summit and the United Nations General Assembly, UNGA. Iran's foreign ministry has condemned the latest U.S. sanctions on its energy sector, calling them an illegal and unjustified move in response to Iran's missile strikes against Israel earlier this month. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, Australia beat India by 9 runs in a Group A match at Sharjah Cricket Stadium, Sharjah. Chasing a target of 152 runs, India made 142 for 9 in the stipulated 20 overs. Skipper Harmanpreet Kaur scored unbeaten 54 runs, while Deepthi Sharma made 29 runs. For Australia, Annabel Sutherland and Sophie Molyneux took 2 wickets each, while Megan Schutt and Ashley Gardner claimed a wicket each. Sophie Molyneux was declared player of the match. And that's the end of this news bulletin.